When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Orange You Glad My Pussy Is Wet. The ingredients: 1.5 ounces of Kettle One orange flavored vodka, 1.5 ounces of fresh orange juice, 1.5 ounces of cranberry juice. And the instructions are really easy. You're just going to build all the ingredients into a rocks glass over ice, garnish with the orange, and enjoy a Orange You Glad My Pussy Is Wet.
Well, welcome back to Cocktails Ready Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
I'm trying to think. Oh, well, thank you guys, everybody who came out to the live show.
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah, we are looking forward to seeing everybody in Charlotte, New York, and Philly. So if you haven't bought your tickets yet, please do. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as on our Instagrams in the bios.
Also, I just want to give another quick shout out to our Atlanta live show sponsors. We had Goddess Detox, Beach 7 Hair, Paradise and Vibe, She Orgasms, Sweet Magnolia, and Ivy Beauty Kiss Cosmetics. Thank you guys so much. They helped the show be possible to even have. So thank you.
If you are interested in sponsoring any of the future live shows or just being a sponsor of the regular show, check the description box for our email and shoot us an email with a little bit about your business, and we can send over our rates and find a way to work together.
And if you're out there living a life of boring dating stories and you're not having fun dating, get our card game, I'm Curious to Know. Go to imcuriousknow.com and get that thing. This week, we have a guest. I have a friend. Her name is Talia Monroe. This is her. She got a whole lot of tattoos. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
So, welcome to Cocktails. A quick little backstory. I met Talia. We both went on a radio show together, and I instantly fell in love with her. Y'all know I love tattoos. I used to date one of my exes. He's tatted from, like, head to toe. So when I see people that are tatted, I just be staring like, wow, this is, you really did this. Like, yes. There's a whole tattoo under the crease of your neck. Mm-hmm. Did that hurt?
No, it actually felt good.
Really?
It felt like, you know, when you're having sex and they choke you, it kind of feels like
that's
that.
How it felt?
Girl, what kind of choking do you get done? You know how the pit bulls have those collars?
The spiky choke chains?
You get choked with that?
No,
because...
No.
Girl,
I we love to hear it. So we're gonna, there's a game that we play on our show. It's actually our game. It's called I'm Curious to Know.
Okay.
So we're gonna ask you a few little nosy questions. You'll just answer. There's really no rules. You just have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go first. I'm curious to know, what is one of the most thoughtful gifts you've ever received from someone?
Mm.
That's a good one. And I'm excited to hear.
Oh, Lord.
You got some good gifts?
Always. It depends. Like, I don't know.
Anybody ever bought you a car?
A car?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
A car,
oh,
yeah. I guess.
That wasn't the most thoughtful?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Was it thoughtful or was it just a big gift?
Yeah,
because
that
it
was
might
like
not
a big gift.
Been thoughtful.
I feel like the most thoughtful gift, it would be like the simplest thing.
So like a massage or like...
Yeah, like something just out of the ordinary or unexpected. like simple, like, you know, I like this. And you just surprised me with this. Like, if I was having a bad day and somebody just sent, like, roses mm-hmm. or, like, you know, something, like, simple. Yeah.
Okay. Mine is, would you rather eat ass or suck toes?
I don't like feet. I have to eat the booty if it's a girl only, not a dude.
Not a dude?
No, I wouldn't. I never ate a guy's. But
I recently just started doing that.
Oh my god! Yeah.
What does recently mean?
Recently, you know, like in the past.
recently for a long time.
In the past, couple.
We
of
talk
months,
about it every week.
You got to spice things up.
That was probably like last night.
I had somebody text me last night. It was crazy and was like, "Hey, like I never asked you this. Do you like your ass getting ate?" And it was just such a random question. I was like, "Actually, I do.
Yeah, I like getting ate. But,
I do too."
I never ate a guy's, but
I'll return the favor.
Female, yeah.
We're just cleaner. Yeah. Okay. I'm curious to know, how do you feel about open relationships?
I'm prone to it.
Okay.
I don't feel like nothing's wrong with the open relationship.
Have you ever been in one?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what kind of, like, open relationship was it? Like, how did it work?
Was like, you know, we respect each other. I know what you got going on. You know what I got going on. Like, cooler vibe.
Okay.
But I also been in, like, a poly relationship
uh-huh.
with two females.
I'm glad you know the difference. Because we talked about that yesterday, how there really is a difference yeah. in, like, open relationship and then poly. Mm-hmm. And it was all women. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of emotions.
Because yes. open is more like, you can do what you want to do, but don't disrespect me.
And y'all aren't necessarily with each other.
Right. And then the poly is like, we all together, like we in a relationship.
Were y'all all girly girl?
No, we had a butch.
Okay.
How did y'all meet?
Actually, when I used to dance, I met them when I was dancing. But they was way older than me. They was like in their 30s. I was probably like 22-ish.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it was interesting.
Okay, so tell me about one of your most embarrassing sexual experiences. Where you were embarrassed.
I love those.
Oh, only like, you know, when you get hit and then you might pass gas or something.
That's the worst.
Yeah, yeah, that is embarrassing.
And then you're like, is he going to keep and going? Then, is he going to stop? And you try to swish the covers to see if how bad it smells.
I don't do that. It'd be I let it one, stay still.
Yeah.
You do?
You just I don't want to smell like, it. Already there.
I'm trying to air it out and like spread it around.
He would have smelled it already.
Yeah, he would have said something if it was that deep.
A couple of weekends ago, I came across fart porn. Mm. And that's like a real thing. Like people.
Okay, how did you just come across that?
I really
Where
don't
were
know.
You okay. on the internet?
I don't know. But it came up and I saw, you know how stuff starts popping up? Mm. You know how you try to exit and go back to where you were and it takes you to a whole different site sometimes?
Right.
And that's what happened. And so I clicked it and there was this girl, she was over, like straddling the toilet. I really watched it, y'all, because I couldn't believe it.
I know you did.
I couldn't believe niggas was farting in faces. And so the other girl had her face like smushed in her butthole. And the girl who was farting was like, oh, I got a wet one coming out.
Ooh.
It was so, I was like, ew, are y'all getting paid for this?
Okay.
And she just loved, she was like, oh, the dirtier it is, like the better. Y'all, it was real nasty. So I say that to say they might smell the fart and like it and not know how to say it.
True.
Okay, last one. I'm curious to know, when was the last time you ghosted someone and why?
All the time. I just don't like being bothered by some people. So, like, I would ghost you really fast.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
Me too.
Oh, hey, Virgos in the house.
I have no problem with ghosting, and yeah. I feel you.
And, like, if someone's, like, if I'm testing somebody, they testing me or whatever, and they's talking about something I don't want to even engage in,
me.
I would ignore them. Like,
somebody
my ignore
me.
Game is is everything.
Wow. Well,
I mean, sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk more to you and learn more about you and what you do and what you're about. But first, we're going to move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Okay, you guys, so this week's weird sex story is kind of gross. So if, like, flesh-eating diseases and stuff creep you out, just skip ahead, like, 2 minutes. So this man in the Bronx was trying to get high, right? He injected the dorsal vein in his penis with cocaine. Mm-hmm. The dorsal vein is the big one. And he injected it there because he already had a drug problem and all his other injection sites were, like, not working.
Worn out.
Yeah, they were fucking tired. So he injected his dick with the coke and he almost died. So he ends up going to the hospital. His penis was rotting away. Like, it was about to fall off. It had ulcers on it. He had necrosis. There was a foul-smelling, serious discharge. Mm. So the doctors are like, you know, we have to have surgery on you. We need to remove the skin that is rotting away. And it was, like, peeling away at the base.
So this wasn't the first time he done stuck that thing.
Right.
He's done it multiple times.
Yeah.
They wanted to operate on him, and he refused. Mm-hmm. So they ended up, I don't know how they did it, but they got an IV in him somewhere, and they were giving him antibiotics to try and somewhat save it. His dick did not completely fall off, but it is in bad shape. I'm like, what are you holding on to it for? Because I want to know who wants to touch that.
Just let it go at this point.
if he ever gets clean and comes to his senses and realizes what he put his dick through for some drugs, he gonna be like, they need to let him go around and speak to schools. Like, let me tell you how far gone I was off drugs. Kids, Jesus, don't do drugs. You'll lose your goddamn dick.
That was crazy. Drugs are bad, and this is what can happen to you. So, you know, if you start feeling like you got a problem, go ahead and seek help before your dick falls off.
Yeah.
And y'all keep sending me the stories. I really appreciate it. Just DM to me on Instagram or send them to us, or send them just directly to me at info@kikisaidso.com. Okay, so that's it for Weird Sex. Now back to you.
Okay, Tylea. So you used to dance.
Yes.
Do you feel weird with me bringing that up? Are you okay with
that? Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay. Did you enjoy dancing? Because let me tell you something. I have a fantasy that I just recently lived out, and I would like to do it again and again and again. I actually want to have a stripper birthday party, and, like, I invite some friends, and, like, we're all going to strip, and you got to bring a nigga, he got to bring money, and then he got... Anyway, okay. So I have this infatuation with dancers, and I want to know, like, what was your first time, like, when you first went to touch the stage to dance? And then what was it like when you got better at it?
Okay, so the first time was actually like a hotel party. I used to club a lot when I was going to a lesbian club. So, like, you know, dancing, everything like that. So my friend, she was like, you always in the club dancing. You might as well go to this party and make some money.
Oh, you were just dancing for fun?
Yeah, like in the club. You know how dancing in the club or whatever. So she was like, you always dancing. You might as well go and make some money dancing. So I was like, okay, I'm too
it didn't
little.
Take much convincing.
Well, I was like, I'm little though. At first, I was like, I'm too small. She was like, girl, you pretty. Da da da. Whatever. So I go get the little stripper starter kit with the boots, the little lingerie.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, but I was lit, so it kind of like
mellowed you out.
Yeah. So
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I was really small. And like at the hotel party, I made like $500 my first little night. I was like, okay.
Look at my
and I probably danced for like 1 hour or whatever. So it was cool. So then I just took off with it.
Were you dancing in Atlanta or somewhere else?
Here in Atlanta, and then I used to travel.
So when you were in Atlanta, what clubs did you work at?
I worked at Follies, Diamond Club.
Follies is so much fun.
Shooter Alley.
That's one of the ratchet ones. I ain't never been to that one.
Yeah.
I've been to Strokers.
I couldn't get my license, so I had to travel to, like, where you can dance without having a license. Yeah.
Do you prefer a ratchet strip club or, like, a cheetah?
Definitely the ratchet.
They're more fun.
Yeah, it's
a little dangerous,
fun.
But
yeah,
they're fun. The get money niggas be in there.
Yeah, the money just be like, you know, you like to see the money flying everywhere.
What made you stop?
I just felt like I didn't want to be too caught up in it. Like, you know, it's a lot of older strippers, and I was like, I don't want to be that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong, but that was just wasn't my preference for myself. So I was like, I got to get out of here by a certain age or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of like motivated me to stop.
Is it hard to leave the stripper life?
It definitely was.
Why?
And because it's like fast money, fast, easy money. And you get addicted to it because you're like, oh, I can make this money in one night. You know, you do have your bad nights. Don't get me wrong. But when your good night comes, you got that good night. It's going to make up for the bad night. So it was just like, and it was crazy because I was actually going to church.
Come on, church.
I felt bad because I was like, I'm in church and then I'm going to the strip club getting drunk or whatever. So I'm like, oh my God, I just felt so bad. So
did you ever see anybody in the strip club? Like, from church? I mean, at church?
No.
That would be odd.
No, I haven't had one of those weird situations. But, so it was just, like, the day that I decided that I was going to give it all up. Do you know how many people call me, like, for private parties, just fly me out of town, get paid up front,
that's
plus
tough.
Tips?
Hey, I was like, I oh, my from God. That's a sign from God that I'm not supposed to stop yet.
No.
It was the devil. Like, this is the devil. He don't want me to stop. So I declined everything. And I was like, I don't dance no more. So it kind of was like a cold turkey. And then it was probably like 3 years after I stopped, I tried to go back. And I went to South Carolina. And I was like, you know what? Like, this ain't me no more. I can't do this no more. Mm-hmm. So.
Do y'all watch P-Valley?
Uh-huh.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I can't wait till whenever they come out with the new season. I hope they hurry up. Have you watched it?
A little bit.
Is it pretty similar to the real life stripper life?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
What I've seen.
Are you from Atlanta?
No, but I've been here 17 years.
Where are you from?
North Carolina.
Okay, North Carolina. Oh. I was born in Raleigh.
We're about to go to Charlotte.
I'll be in Rockingham this weekend.
Where?
Rockingham. It's I'm hosting Apple Chill.
What's Apple Chill?
Well, it's like an event. It's a car show, and they're gonna have performances and things like that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, I wanted to know, what do you guys think about summertime dating? Because it's just summertime now. It is hot. It was 9 degrees today. I was dying just walking my dog. Like,
girl, it's hot.
I'm about to straighten my hair, and I'm like, do I really want to do this? I'm so stressed about it.
It's gonna
dry
right back up.
But do y'all like summertime dating better or wintertime dating?
Winter.
Really?
Summertime dating, everybody gonna be outside. And nobody is faithful.
I do like the cuddles in the wintertime and the more intimate moments.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like my emotions in the wintertime are more so like sad. Like I have the wintertime blues. So normally I feel like that's when I'm going through all the drama.
If you look at it from that perspective,
it's like, what are we doing in summertime? It's just like, all right, I got about 3 different ones in rotation. It's summertime is so much fun. I'm excited about this summer.
I can tell.
She ready, y'all.
She's been talking about hot girl summer since February.
Oh, have my God.
Yes.
God damn.
You have been waiting for it to warm up, so now it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot, girl.
Here we go.
You already got your pre-star.
Operation Pop That Pussy is in effect. Tylea, do you ever get nervous to date? First of all, are you single?
There was hesitation there.
I plead the fifth.
Don't nobody ever want to say they said it. You're like, hold on, who's listening?
Right. You never know what clip gonna make it to Instagram and all that. Okay, so...
Well, if you were dating, when you do date.
I mean, I date. I got friends, I guess.
Do first dates make you nervous? Do you get nervous going on first dates? If you do, what do you do to get rid of those nerves?
Nah, it depends. Like, because if, just say, like, if you talking to somebody over the phone for a little while, you're a little comfortable with them. But if it's like you never talk to them, like kind of like a blind date, then because it's like, I don't know what to expect. So.
I go through phases of nervous. So when we're texting, I'm like, okay, I'm cool. First, mm-hmm. I might be a little jittery. Hands might be a little shaky. And then when we do the first phone call, it's a whole other set of nerves. I'm like, okay. Because what if you sound funny? What if you breathe too loud?
Yeah.
Each step of the way with dating, I'm like, this could, as quickly as it started, it could end. And I really don't want it to. And then you got to do the FaceTime call. And it's like, okay, what are we both going to look like on FaceTime? Because I don't know about y'all, but sometimes the FaceTime lighting don't be hitting me right and I look like a different person. And I'm like, do you think I still look the same as I do on Instagram, because we also haven't met in real life yet.
Right.
So then there's those nerves, and then there's the now we're meeting in person. Okay, I'm a little bit nervous again.
How do you like combat those nerves? Because that's a lot of
Isn't
nerves.
It a lot?
So what do you do?
I have to say it. I just say it out loud. Like, I'm so nervous and I don't know why.
You say it to the person?
I say it to the person.
Oh, okay.
I say it to the person, and then it makes me feel just like a little bit better.
What is their response usually when you say this?
Especially if it's a FaceTime call, like, what you nervous about? I'm like, I don't know.
If somebody said that to me on FaceTime, I would be like, is somebody about to come home? What you nervous for?
You hiding from somebody?
Yeah, right. Do you have a wife?
She on the way. She can hear you.
Right. Do y'all home with your mom?
Do y'all prefer a FaceTime call when somebody just met you, or a regular call or a text?
I like FaceTime.
Yeah, I like it.
I like FaceTime regular.
At first it threw me off, but now I like it. I'm almost like, why haven't we FaceTimed yet?
Yeah. I need to see what's going on.
Yeah, nigga, FaceTime me.
I like FaceTime calls, period. Mm-hmm. I love when people FaceTime me.
Yeah.
I just prefer it.
There was a time, though, when we never really used that feature on our phones for such a long time. Like,
you...
There was a minute when people weren't, the first initial response was not, hey, I'm FaceTiming you.
No, I used to love FaceTime, and now people didn't always answer.
Yeah.
But I would FaceTime. I'm just like, what, especially if you're far apart from somebody, what are we just chit-chatting for? Times have changed. We can do more than that. FaceTime me.
I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about how sometimes when women are dating, they judge themselves, like they're super judgy on their own self during the dating phase. We really put a lot of time into like getting really pretty, making sure we smell good from head to that little tippity toe. I'd spray all the and we, you know, we're thinking about how this could go wrong, and men aren't really thinking about that. They're just like,
I'm just going, it really depends.
Like, if I care.
When was
sometimes I don't care.
These bitches do not be caring. She's like, I'm just here. Wait, what?
She said we gotta accept you how you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what I do sometimes, like, I would go in my natural state just to see if you
No hair, no makeup.
No makeup, joggers, t-shirt. I would do that.
But wait, what if he's like, I want to take you to dinner?
Well, yeah, then I'll dress for that.
Okay, because I was about to say, pulling up in some joggers. Could you imagine? And the nigga just pulled up in some joggers and he's like, look, I just want you to see how I look.
No, that's like, I would be like,
what? What are you gonna do different? Put on makeup, sir? Like,
how does that work for you when you show up in your natural state? They normally be like, well, this ain't what it looked like on Instagram.
They love me even more.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Niggas be loving.
They're like, you're so pretty. You're pretty. You don't need that makeup. You don't need that.
Well, I'm gonna have it.
They just think I'm taller when they see me. They're like, oh, you short. I thought you was bigger, taller. Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'3"
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty tiny. Talia, have you ever had a threesome? We know that you have, since you've been in a poly relationship.
I couldn't even lie if I wanted to.
Do you like threesomes?
It's fun. And I hope my mom and my sister's not watching.
they
not. Well, they knew I was dating females at one point. But
do you only date women? Or do you date women?
Well, I date guys now, but, you know... I want a girlfriend and a boyfriend, actually.
You just need the balance.
Yeah, balance.
What about you, Kiki?
Do I want a girlfriend and a boyfriend? Mm-hmm. No. But I don't.
I just want to have fun again, because I was in a serious relationship. It didn't go right, so I just want to have my fun again.
Well, girl, it is hot girl summer.
Perfect time to have fun. What's your type in men and women?
At first, I did have a type, but I can't really say I have a type.
What was
anymore.
It?
Well, first, when I was younger, it was like, I used to like light-skinned dudes with braids and cute eyes. Then I went to, like, dreads. It's just like...
I never went through a dreads phase.
You haven't? Mm-mm. Well, yeah, my 3-year relationship was a dreadhead, so... But that was, like, the guy that I was dating after... I stopped dating females, because I dated females about 6 years.
Oh, that's long. Was he like, why are you trying to dip back
into? No. Mm. They was ready for me to come back to the other side.
I feel like I would miss Dick if I dated a woman for six whole years.
You
wouldn't
miss it. I mean,
you don't think so?
No. I think I would miss it because I like it. It's not like
with the little strap. You'll be all right.
It ain't the same.
Yes, it is.
The strap is not the same.
If she know what she doing, but I promise you.
Here's the difference between the strap.
It's just warm. That's it.
I like the warm part.
I know, but you can get the little,
Can you warm up some coconut oil?
Yeah, you can do that.
Here's the thing about the strap on. They can't feel when they're hurting you. Like, hurting you. They can't really, since it's not really
that's
attached.
That's why I said they got to know what they're doing, because you got the ones that know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I haven't tried.
You never tried a strap on?
No.
And then you can't get the hard silicone one. It's like they got the little rubber one that feel real. Mm-hmm. You got to get that one, not the plastic.
I need them to get one that moves and can grow like a real one. Like, then
I don't think it's going to grow.
It starts off a little mushy, and then as you start
to start off gummy worm,
yeah,
and then grow. And then
as you start hunching on each other, then it starts to grow.
See, that'd be cute.
That would be cool. That is an invention.
Well, you just gave somebody an idea. Okay. Any engineers out there that could figure out a way to make this
to
happen.
Make it grow.
It'd be like a slinky.
Yes, then you know it can.
I mean, that's how real life penis be though.
Yeah,
and then they grow.
Yeah. Well, y'all have fun. I'm just going to stick to the naturally grown ones.
I feel you. I mean, I'm going to...
Well, I haven't had strap in a minute. Mm. It's been years.
I had one last weekend, but that'll be my cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Have you ever been hospitalized for a sex injury?
No.
No?
That is such a random question. Have you?
Well, no. Remember, almost when that anal plug got stuck in the hallways of my booty hole. Like, I thought I was going to be going to the doctor, and I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, you would have been a weird sex story.
I would have been a weird sex story. It was so embarrassing. This nigga had to really bend me over and dig in my ass to try to get it out. And then I was in the bathroom, like, acting like I was giving birth. Like, we were like, 1, 2, 3.
I did have one night where I was on my cycle. But it was light, and I had sex.
Period. We condone period sex.
And I couldn't remember if I had took the tampon out or if it was in. So it was like, oh my God. I couldn't remember because I was drunk. So I was like, oh my God. But I don't think, I believe I took it out.
Because y'all ain't finding it.
Yeah, because if it's still in there,
because I was like, no.
You had toxic shock syndrome.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't in there. We went up in that thing.
I have had to get a tampon out because he didn't take it out. And I was like, I told you it was in there. And I'm like, why is
it hurting? It'd be like that. You forget sometimes.
And I'm like, you got to get it. My nails are going to scratch up my insides.
Be in the moment.
Be in the moment. Or when you are drunk and you are like, did I take it?
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, did I take it? I really pray I did. Right.
I don't know if y'all have ever. I was so drunk that I didn't remember that it was still in me. And I had sex. And I had put another tampon in. Went to the gynecologist, and my gynecologist was like, oh, surprise. And I was like, surprise? She pulled out.
You were pregnant, huh?
I thought maybe some dookie was in my drawers. So I was really nervous. I was like, what is the surprise, man? She pulls out the tampon. She was like, it was a condom. Guys. Yeah,
it was stuck in you.
And then I was so scared. I was like, do you think I'm pregnant? She was like, you're probably not. And then I remember I called the guy and was like, did you know that the condom came? Why don't niggas communicate? I could have been pregnant. And it had been like weeks.
That defeated the whole purpose of you putting it on.
And you gonna leave it here, off, nigga.
Like, what? You supposed to take that shit with you.
Okay. And you was gonna be mad if I called you like, hey, look, I'm pregnant. Right. I wasn't gonna say nothing. That is just crazy.
That has happened to me before. I mean, I found it before I went to the gynecologist. So luckily, I didn't have to have somebody else find it. But it still was like, now what if I went to see somebody else?
Yeah, and he's down there munching on my coochie and all of a sudden
coughing up a condom.
He would be like, you whore. That is.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's disgusting. And then another thing, get the right size condom.
Please. y'all don't need the XL.
Yeah. You don't. There are many people that need the XL. I think they just feel weird going to check out with a little one.
And go to self-checkout.
Yeah, or order it to your house.
Amazon. Like, what the fuck?
They kill me with that.
Yeah, like, and you smell funny too. So like,
yeah, you gotta get the
lambskin.
The skin. They the best.
They feel good, but you still gotta be careful with those.
Yeah.
For real?
Because they break?
Well, not because they break, but those don't have as much of a barrier because it's porous.
Mm. Oh.
So like, yeah, you still gotta be careful.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do y'all buy your own condoms?
No.
I don't either.
I mean, we fussing at them? No, I don't. I have some.
I have a box, but it's always just I've collected it from my nigga that left them.
Yeah. I've been collecting them from like when sponsors send them to us, and I just put them in that drawer, but no, I don't ever buy them. You're responsible.
Talia, what is your favorite sex position?
Pillow princess.
I kind of believe you, though.
I do believe you.
I actually think you are telling the truth.
I mean, that is one. It depends. I like it doggy style.
Who doesn't? If anybody told me they didn't like it doggy style, I'll be like, bitch, what is wrong with you? You need some medicine.
That's one of my favorites. But I like being a pillow princess a lot.
So you don't like doing a lot of work. You're going to lay there and just receive the dick.
Give it to me, daddy.
Have you ever had anybody complain? Like, bitch, get up.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. I get on top sometimes, but...
She's really like, I'm not doing all that. I don't know if it's, like, the big age that I'm at now, but I really enjoy riding dick.
I do until this little crevice in my hip starts hurting.
Or you get a Charlie horse.
Yeah. And I'm just see, like, all right, gotta get out.
Switch positions.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been having sex in the crybaby position, like that where that your leg is like really hiked up, and you're like on your stomach but kind of on your side.
Oh yeah, I like that one. I also like to sleep like that.
Like when we're doing dance. Yeah, I like to sleep like that too. It's really like a certain level of comfort. There's just like, and there's a dick inside of me, and like, have you ever been having sex from the back? This recently happened to me. And he takes your booty meat, like, not just spread it, though. Like, he really focuses on, like, squanching it and then spreading, like your butthole, boom. Like your actual butthole.
Squeezing it in or spreading it apart?
Both. Like, he squeezes
coming back
it into,
and forth. Oh, yeah,
and then, like,
good.
Pushes it in and out. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about? While he's fucking you from the back.
Yeah.
It feels like, so good. You will be in that bitch hollering. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a...
I know what you're talking about.
Like, think about...
like, kneading bread almost.
Yes.
Huh.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll try to report back. It's it doesn't sound too bad. The fingers are not going in my ass.
No, the fingers are like rimming like, right around. Yeah. And then, like,
okay.
It like it makes everything. Good. You and can then, feel the ribs of like his dick.
The ribs?
I don't know why I always call it ribs, the veins.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of. Creature, are you got ribs? It's got ribs in it. Wait a damn minute. Oh my God. No, but I had sex the other day, and the guy, he was like, first of all, he stood up on the bed, and I was like, is he gonna break?
You're like, oh, you got a lot of energy.
What is so he stands up to like reposition himself and he squats down. I forgot. I think you told me a name for
the African squat fly. African fly squatter. That's what it is.
Yeah. So he like got down like in a squatting position, flat footed on the bed, had my arms back behind me like
I love
this,
a confident
and was
ass
holding
nigga.
It. And then he was just like pulling me towards him and like fucking me like that. And I hadn't had that before. And I was like,
were you sore though? That sounds kind of painful.
No, it felt good.
Really?
It was almost like getting stretched out, like your arms, because it wasn't like a shaky thing. It was just like he was holding. Yeah.
I love having sex with a confident ass person that isn't so concerned about, obviously, they have your consent, but they're not like so concerned about what this look is going to look like, what this position is. So they're just like, you really got your booty hole in my face to get in here like this. Like, I love it. Or an energetic act, because that nigga sound energetic. He done just jumped on the bed.
He was, and I was like, where do you get this from? Are you on coke right now?
Did
like,
he have his socks on?
No.
He was on sign, girl.
Sweet.
He was like, let me try some.
It was a morning time.
Kiki, what's your favorite position?
What's my favorite? I like it from the back. I also like to ride backwards, but...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think, yeah, I like to ride backwards.
He gotta have a little, like a little stature, a little frame.
Why? Because
when they be too thick or too wide, I can't really get a grip on it. And then I'm just like.
What do you mean? Why?
Because then you can't really ride it. Are you doing like a hop? Are you doing like a
it depends. I mean, like you also have to position your legs a certain way, like depending on their body. Because the person I'm thinking about, he's not little at all.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a great time.
It sounds like it. I just want to give a shout out to us because, and all the girls out there who are having a healthy sex life, shout out to us. Remember there was a time on the show when we were like, I'm not fucking nobody again.
It was very depressing.
It was very depressing.
And it was even worse when y'all were getting mad at us about it. And it's like, you don't think we already said?
Just kick us when we're down.
Okay, I'm going home cuddling with my fucking laundry. Yeah. And you're just gonna
Talia,
like
do
this.
You go through a lot of dry spells with sex?
I pick and choose when I want to have sex.
You are really a pillow princess and a little dominatrix. She's like, so let me tell you something. Is this how you used to talk to the niggas at the club? You'd be like, so this is how much the dance is and pay up front.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What was your, did you have a stage name?
Yeah, it was, I started out as Precious.
Because the dimples?
No, that was like, when I was in like a little gay family and it was called, they named me Precious Diamond. It was the House of Diamonds. They named me Precious Diamond. And so I just used that name. Then when I elevated, I changed some of the girls. They was like, you should change your name to Strawberry. Because I used to have red hair all the time. So, yep.
Strawberry.
Remember when we were at the club and we were trying to figure out our stripper names?
Yeah.
So we went to a sex club.
So much fun.
And we were talking to these girls and we were trying to figure out what our name should be. Did you ever come up with one?
Well, I always wanted my name to be One Night Stand.
Oh.
This is going to be the one and only night I do this.
I didn't have a name, but then the girl put my titty in her mouth and was like, well, you taste sweet, so it should be something sweet.
Sweet tea. Did we say sweet tea?
Maybe y'all did and I didn't hear it. It was a lot going on.
She put your titty in her mouth?
Yeah. And I was like, well, I mean, we're here.
Hey, when in Rome, do as the Romans. You want my titty too? Have you been to a sex club before?
No, I haven't.
Really? It's fun. And there is a stripper pole there if you decide you want to try it again.
Is it like that one spot?
Trapeze?
Yeah.
That's where we went. Well, that's one of the ones we went to.
Okay, I went in there, but I didn't participate. I just watched.
We happened to go on a really great night. And like even the people were like, there's a, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it was packed. Really good.
Like, there were pretty people there. Like
a lot of people is getting in tune with that spot.
Yeah, people are starting to be like, you know what? You know,
I want to go
here.
I'm
going to
go
where I can get fucked if I need to. It was a lot.
Now I watched my friend, her little dude, do that thing.
You watched them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever been to the Loft? Don't go.
Don't,
I was just wondering. Because the night before, that's where we went, and girl.
Yeah.
We watched our friends fuck, and it was just like.
And we talked shit about a lot of people.
And the place.
And the place.
But well, whatever. I don't want nothing from
that. It was bad?
It was dirty. It was like a,
it was like a dive bar
truck
feel.
Stop.
But not what it was supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
So did they have beds?
They were dirty. They had like, but it was like beds. Like, you remember in elementary school, those little mats that you would do
kindergarten mat.
Yeah.
Gym mat.
tumble mats. It was like that. Yeah, it was like tumble mats.
Oh, wow.
It was dark in there, but it was like...
If you want...
It was like an uncomfortable dark, because it's too dark. I need to see something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at put least, some different color lights or something.
At least have it sanitized if you're going to be...
And they were trying, but it was... They were, like, taking paper towels and just wiping. I was like, mm-mm. Ew. It felt like you could be walking and turn around and be like, where did Medina go? And you're like, she got kidnapped and sold into sex trafficking.
I would really have to leave immediately.
It's horrible. It was a bad time, but Trapeze made up for it. Okay, we are going to take a quick break, go to Indecisive Diane, and when we come back, we'll read some advice letters.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane, and let me tell you about this cute little vegan bar called Bar Vegan. It's in Pond City Market. Literally, when you enter, you go up those winding stairs right up top. The men are there, and maybe they're healthy since it's vegan. Go there, try out their drinks, try out the vegan quesadillas. Tell me how you like it. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. If you guys have a question that you'd like to ask us on the show, please email it to us. The email is in the description box.
Okay, so I'll go first. This one is titled, I slept with my employee's ex. Help.
Ooh.
Mm. Let's dive right in, because this is a lot. And I feel like y'all be giving some great advice. Every time people say that we give great advice, someone DM'd me that saying, I was like, really?
I don't think so.
Sometimes
we do.
Sometimes we do, but sometimes we'd be like, bitch.
I'm like, is this really any different than anything that your friends would have told you?
Yeah, maybe I just need to hear from somebody else. Okay, so I'm this girl's boss. Let's call her Monique. And we've always been just coworkers, in my opinion. However, we have went out to get our nails done before and an occasional dinner. So Monique has casually mentioned her ex in conversation before, such as my ex really loved my cooking or my ex taught me everything about cars, etc. I never thought too much on this because I really didn't care. So one night we were out and she wants to pop up where her ex works because they're still friends, apparently. Okay, cool. So we go by and she introduces us and that's it. They continue talking and I walk off minding my own damn business. After we leave, Monique asks, do you think he was attractive? Monique, what's wrong with you? And I say, yeah, he's cute. Still not thinking much about this man. So tell me why 2 days later I'm at work and get a phone call asking for me. He says, it's Jamal. And I'm like, okay, can I help you with something? He proceeds to ask if he can get my number. Y'all, I'm flabbergasted and a little turned on because you called my job trying to get my number. Come on, persistence. So I give him the number and we start flirting through texts. Bitch, you ain't shit. We go out like 2 days later for dinner and a movie. And he takes me back to my apartment. I said, you want to get drunk and make some mistakes? Lord, why was I thinking with my pussy? She put a face palm. Fuck. So we have sex and I freaking squirted everywhere, y'all. Mm-hmm. It was so good. But we ended up going out a few more times and the lust/romance kind of fizzed out. I even have a Valentine's Day cock fell from this man. Oh, so y'all had a couple different rounds. Throughout the whole situation, Monique has been confiding in me about Jamal.
Messy.
Oh my God. Saying how they were together for 2 years and how she's not over him still. Even how she wants him back in all caps. She's constantly seeking my advice. But it's like, girl, I just fucked him a month ago. While me and Jamal are no longer intimate, we still chat almost every day. And he even scouted apartments for me amongst a few other things. We both agreed not to tell Monique. But it's like the more me and Jamal talk, the closer we get as actual friends. And the bigger the secret becomes. Oh, wait, and the bigger the secret becomes. Meanwhile, I'm still Monique's boss. I'm 27, she's 31, and he's 26 for clarity. Ladies, I really need y'all to help me unpack this situation because sis is lost. And by the way, I know Medina be wondering where we be typing at, so I'm currently sitting my butt ass naked on my bed. I mean, that's my ass butt naked on the bed.
What exactly are we unpacking? You... Fuck fucking a subordinate's ex. She's talking to you about him. You should just be like, girl, listen, he moved on. And you need to let it go. You don't have to tell on yourself.
This is a prime example of why people, not even just me, be hesitant about, like, y'all don't need to be all kikiing with my nigga. Because you never know what somebody is thinking.
You don't.
And even though you're saying she's not your friend, Monique, and you didn't ask us to tell you if you was grimy or not. Bitch, if you were my friend and you told me the story, just know you're not never meeting my nigga. Because this don't make no... Ma'am, it's unpacked already. I think you need to do what Kiki said. There's no reason to tell on yourself.
Yeah, it's already like a workplace situation. Leave it alone. And next time, fuck somebody else.
Like, what did he look like? Was he that fine? You know what?
I do wonder, why did old girl ask her if she thought he was attractive? Because are they trying to set you up for something?
Well, where? They never set it up.
I know, but I'm just wondering, is that what Monique was hoping for?
And why did Jamal call the... Jamal is an ain't shit ass nigga. That's so embarrassing.
Could you imagine? What if Monique was the receptionist?
Right? She's like, hey, thank you for calling Home Depot. This is Monique. And it's Jamal. He's like, hey, look, can I speak to Keisha?
Right.
Jamal?
And his caller ID. Like, what the fuck?
What would you tell her?
You grimy.
You grimy. You are grimy, but...
He is grimy.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, the next one says, am I crazy? I think I'm crazy. I think you are too, probably. Okay, hey ladies, I need help. So I met this nigga on social media. He seemed cool, so I gave him my number. We're talking, and out of nowhere, he says, I'm not single, followed by, can't test her. I said, laughing my ass off, wait, you have a girl but can't trust her? I'm confused. Okay, because I had to make sure my four eyes weren't deceiving me. So he pretty much says, yeah, she did some shit that's unforgivable, but we have kids. She does her and I do me. Was this the nigga that we was on the other podcast with?
Mr. Okay. Mary?
I felt like the nigga was lying because what do niggas do? Lie. But the devil on my shoulder was like, maybe that really is their situation. The devil said that? Why would you trust him? Okay, I don't know. I don't know her. And if he ain't talking to me, is going to be to somebody else. Okay, what? Whatever. Okay, it's going to be somebody else. So I decided I'm not going to put forth no effort, but if you text me, I'm not going to be rude and not text back.
Okay.
Let me stop you right there. That's a cop-out.
That is.
That is totally a cop-out because it's not about being rude. You don't care about him being rude to this baby mama / girlfriend situation that he in but not in.
If you want to do some grimy petty shit, just do the grimy petty shit and walk in your grimy petty shit.
Okay.
Like, just don't try to make an excuse for it.
Pull your boots up and just stomp through that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So we conversed just about random shit and eventually sex. The conversation turned into him driving 45 minutes to come see me. And see me, he did. We had the best sex we both have had in a long time. The nigga damn near didn't want to leave. Yeah, bitch, he drove 45 minutes.
I'm spending the night. But yeah. If I do leave, it was this something didn't smell right.
Okay, so fast forward 3 days, and this nigga hasn't said shit to me. Like, I know you have a bitch, and I knew what came with that, but we also had an understanding and really had become friends of some sort.
Wait,
yeah, you're crazy.
I hate when people say the whole, I knew what this was, but there's no but after that.
Did you know?
Or did you not?
Okay, like you don't have nothing to say after the way your tongue was in my ass. What else is there to say? He got it, sis.
I do love
and
a
I hate
in
to
my
be this girl, but he got what he came for. Mm-hmm. And you think he about to be driving up and down the road 45 minutes?
And you already said you know niggas
you lie. Probably felt good about the 45 minute drive, but that's just because she's not fucking him right now. Duh. Yeah. Okay. So my question is, should I, A, just say fuck it and take my L, yes, B, send a casual text message, or C, blow his line down and be ignorant? Absolutely not. I refuse to let a nigga fuck me like that and then disappear. I feel like I'm crazy because, girl, it's only been 3 days and he has a bitch. But also, nigga, you did way too much for a bitch to just let him go. You can't even send a text. I love you both and I feel like y'all my friends. Can you please help?
Friend,
you sound like Don't Call Me White Girl when she was talking about one hand on neck, one hand on front on. Why you being weird to me? I get it. You just gotta say that to yourself in the mirror. Don't say it to him.
Yeah.
Every now and again, sis, you gotta take the L. I've shared the story. I don't remember what we called him. Maybe drug dealer bae. But when I was fucking with him and the sex was really good and everything was really good, I had to take the L. Now, he didn't have no bitch, but it just it wasn't working in my favor. He, like, we didn't keep doing it. I had to take the L. I wanted to blow his phone up. I really did. You know how sometimes you really do think about, like, am I going to
tap? And I've done it.
I have done it.
And it never works out well. Not a single time that I blew somebody's phone up did it work well. Don't do it. Save yourself the embarrassment. Sometimes I still cry about it.
Sometimes my shit be working out, but this situation is not going to work out. Because, again, you were like, you knew what you were getting yourself into. And I just hate when women get themselves into certain situations and you say that you know it, but you really don't know it. Because now you've created this blurred line. Well, it was already a blurred line. And you thought for some reason it was going to get unblurry, like you was gonna put some glasses on and all of a sudden the line was just gonna be clear. It was never gonna be clear. This was a mess from the jump.
She already had glasses on and it was still unclear. Yeah. She said she had four eyes.
And the crazy thing is, I feel like you probably already did some crazy shit, because
I don't know when you sent the email.
I don't know when you sent it, but you probably
put
did
your phone down. Stop texting him right now.
Just you gotta take the L. You gotta go get drunk with your friend. Maybe not.
No.
She really gonna
then you gone. Really gonna blow up the phone. These, you might drive 45 yeah, minutes.
This is one of those moments where you gotta meet a new nigga. You gotta fuck it away. What would you say to her?
That part, take the L. Don't get drunk and get in your feelings. And get you a new nigga.
There's so many out here.
Go to Dame Products and buy a toy.
Yep. Go to Dame Products, buy a toy, watch some porn. hey, maybe try having sex with a woman. They're out here. And they're ready.
And so. They'll probably be a lot more clingy like you want.
Yeah.
See, they know.
I can't stand Kiki. I hope you figure it out. Because there really is... It feels horrible when you are like... When you have that crazy brewing in you and you're like, well, am I gonna act on
it? It's very unsettling.
Especially when you know you can ruin someone's life.
Yeah.
And you're like... Yeah, keep fucking with me, nigga. Okay. Keep fucking with me and watch what I do. But you do have, that's not fair, because I'm pretty sure I've put some people in some situations where they could have ruined my life and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. So, sis,
take your L. Have a cup of ice cream.
Go get your makeup done. Start working out. Drink a lot of water. Start looking good. Maybe you're looking dusty right now. Oh, and you feel like you can't get nobody else. When you start looking good, you be like, nigga, do you know who I am? You need to get on that right now.
Yeah.
You're low right now. But we hope it works out. Let us know if you did something crazy. Not if it was illegal. How are we going to tell on you?
So we're going to go ahead and move on to the cocktails. Thank you so much for sending in the advice. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Now, if you have a cocktail, please send it to us, cocktails@atl@gmail.com.
Now, Talia, you're new here at cocktails. I'm pretty sure you have a few cocktails and pussy tails and maybe some strap tails. I'm gonna read the first cocktail and then so you get an example. This is a listener that sent one in. Okay. And then you'll share a cocktail. Remember I told you it's a story, a good story. One of those jaw-dropping stories where your friends are like, What happened? It was where? Okay. So this one is titled, Good Dick, Jealous Wife, and a Whole Lot of Red Flags. Hi, ladies. I recently heard about your podcast on the Clock app. What's the Clock app? You know what that is?
What's that?
I don't know. And I'm in love. Y'all are hilarious and refreshingly candid. You can call me Angel. I'm in my 40s, and I have been divorced for over 5 years now. Excuse me. I recently entered into my hoe phase of life. Ooh, in your 40s? You started late, but I'm excited. That's like a graduation pussy. And I'm trying a lot of new things sexually that my husband was too vanilla to try. I'm really enjoying this stage of my life, and I look forward to every new experience I get to enjoy. Anyway, I met this couple a few months ago, and we hit it off. I tell them I'm not looking for anything serious, and I'm not trying to change anyone's situation. I'm just looking for a good time. The husband and wife are both bisexual, and we're looking for a girlfriend to share. I've been in a few threesomes before, but they always ended with the wife or girlfriend getting jealous. This made me a bit cautious, but after texting for a bit, they came across as cool people. So I said, let's play together and see if we have chemistry, and we can go from there. We meet at 7 p.m., have a few drinks, and chat before ending up in bed by around 8 p.m. That's a quick little...
Were y'all down in the hotel lobby?
Yeah, y'all had dinner at the house? Like, who? What? The husband and I have great chemistry, and the sex is amazing. The things he does with his mouth and dick should be illegal. I've never come and squirted so much in my entire life. We're all in bed together, but the wife is only watching. I crawl over to her to make out, and she says she only wants to watch. Well, you don't have to tell me twice. So the husband and I go back to sucking and fucking. We take a break to catch our breaths, and within 15 minutes, we're back at it again. He and I continue for hours. Like, this is all the while the wife is either laying there watching TV or making little underhanded comments like, damn, you love that pussy. I feel like she said it with attitude. Or, do you plan on coming up for air, nigga? Or, do you plan on fucking my pussy tonight? Oh, she's mad. I would have stopped. Yeah, I would have stopped.
She told him he had 15 minutes.
And y'all in here rolling around. Now I'm watching reruns of Sex in the City. He'd move over to play with her, but would be eye fucking me the whole time he was fucking her. We carried on like this until about midnight. 8 to midnight? When the wife says it's getting late, we all know what that
you
means.
Gotta go.
It's getting late. This bitch done wrapped her hair and put on a t-shirt. Okay. That was my cue to get the fuck out and go home. Over the next few days, the husband is texting me outside of the group chat.
Because he told her don't do it.
That's why she was mad.
She told him that.
I ask him why and if everything is cool. And he says, yes, the wife still wants me to be their girlfriend, but she's just not big on texting. Then he goes on to say they have an open marriage and not to worry about her.
But you could have put it in the group chat and she could have ignored it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, over the course of these days, he's been coming to my place and we've been having one-on-one sex. This is a grimy week. The wife hasn't texted in the group chat in days, no matter how many times I directly message her first. Red flag. I shrug it off because I'm not married to him or her, and I'm just looking for a good time. Then, out of nowhere, a few weeks later, the wife texted in the group chat asking for a heads up if he and I wanted to become a full-time thing so she wouldn't be blindsided again. Oh, they're getting divorced. Ooh. That's the second red flag. I asked what this was about, and the group chat went silent. But he texted me in our chat saying he'd explain when he came over that night. Well, there was no explaining, but a lot of coming. Sometime around my fourth orgasm, that nigga said he loved me and kissed me on my forehead. Bitch, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I just said, okay, and rolled my nut out. Because what was I supposed to say? Okay. I'd already told him up front I wasn't looking for anything serious and I wasn't looking to change anyone's situation. So my question is, should I remove myself from this threesome situationship before one of them ends up hurt, or should I ride it out because the dick and tongue really are that damn good?
Get out of that.
One thing I don't like is when you say what you are looking for and that is not it. It's like 1 + 1 = 2, and that's what you want it to equal. If 1 + 1 is equaling -5, that's not the equation you were trying to be in. You said you wanted to have fun, but right now you're feeling yourself because you're getting the nigga to leave his wife and you don't even want to be with him. Sis, leave. You want to have a good time. This ain't fun no more. As someone who's dated a married couple and this shit happened, it's not fun. They're going to wrap you up in shit and then the wife is going to be calling you and then a lawyer might call you. Bitch, leave.
Mm-hmm. Or you might end up the source material for a Lifetime movie. Like, does nobody watch Lifetime?
Do
but
they
us?
Not? Like, I love Lifetime. I was raised on Lifetime.
That's what I always want.
And they're embedded in my mind. I'm always like, oh, no, I'm not going to be on
and
the news.
And Hulu has been coming with it with the true crime stories and stuff about all the crazy people.
Oh, I got
Girl from Plainfield.
Have you been watching it?
Yes.
I am addicted. Have you watched The Anatomy of a Scandal? On Netflix?
No, that's coming up on my list.
Bitch.
On my
queue. Leave.
Do you want to be on one of those? Dead? Or in prison for fighting back? Like, nah, sis, you gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Okay.
I thought it was a cocktail, but that was advice. But
we're here now. Yes, so do you have a cocktail? The first part was a cocktail until that last part.
The last part was super crazy. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a story, sis.
You got a story.
You got a story. Tell us one of those stories that you've told a friend where the sex was either, the sex was mind-blowing. It was so good that you were like, y'all, like, I've never experienced this before, whether it was with a man or a woman. No, we're not. Yes, nobody listens to this show.
Shimmy.
This was a long time ago.
This could be a champagne room. So you ever fucked in the champagne room?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Champagne room.
Isn't that what they call the stripper room? The room in the stripper
room?
Oh,
no. I never did that,
the
VIP
room?
Never did that. Sorry.
So tell us your story.
I don't know. I got a lot, but...
Just pick one. What's the most exciting one? Oof. Don't be scared.
No, I'm not scared. I'm trying to think.
Do you need another example, Kiki? You got one?
I'm going to read this one.
Okay. Yeah, read that.
Okay, so this is from one of our patrons.
Hey, Latasha, girl, who thinks it's okay to pay $15 to see some booty holes.
Right. All right, my homegirl came over so we can catch up. I rolled up and poured drinks while we were talking. As the night was going, she gave me a look and asked, can she Okay, she rolled over and asked if she could suck on my titties. I'm like, yeah. I pulled down my jumper and she took her hands to grab one, then looked me in the eyes and started sucking on my nipples. Latasha didn't waste no time to get to the point.
She's like, hey, ladies, and my booty hole was spread open and somebody spit in it.
She asked, did I like it? I was like, yeah. So she asked, did I want her to stop? And I'm like, no. So our eyes met and we started kissing. Her hair was down, so I was able to rub my fingers through as we kissed, and I grabbed her titty and started caressing and sucking. I sucked hard, then soft, and kept going that back to... kept doing that back to back as she moaned. I'd lay her down and finish undressing her, gently kissed her lips, gave her soft kisses going down, then spread her legs open. When I say I devoured her, I went in on her clit, sucking and licking while sucking and licking on her lips. She called out my name, which made me excited, and gave her a look like, yeah, bitch. I paid attention to her body movements, and she loved the clit lick, so I stayed there while playing with her nipples until she came. Then it was my turn. Now, I have a small clit, so you have to push back the hood and suck aggressively. Oh. She sucked on my clit, looking me in the eye while licking, and she put two fingers in to help me achieve mine. She definitely found my spot while sucking and licking, and it was so pleasurable. Unfortunately, I did not get mine, but she went until her fingers cramped. New beginnings for us. Sent from my iPhone.
Finger cramps hurt.
No. They do.
They really do. Like, okay, that was a good example.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
You don't have one?
I do.
Okay, so let's hear it.
We're ready. Whenever you are.
Why am
I? You're doing great, honey.
So what I gotta do, like,
just start telling story. It. Like we're talking on the phone.
Like, ooh girl, this is what happened last night. So, I mean, a few years
last
ago.
Night. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, not last night. I don't know. It's like a lot.
We wanna hear it.
See. Girl or guy. Or a threesome.
Do a threesome.
Okay. So, a few years ago, I was at a party. At a party that I know. I was talking to this guy. So, like, he got a lot of money or whatever. So, You know how girls be flocking to your dude, whatever. Mm-hmm. But y'all not together, but y'all together, but y'all not. So, it was like a situation where... the girl was trying to go in his bathroom and take a shower. I was outside.
At the party?
Yeah, at the party. It was like...
Was it a sex party?
It wasn't a sex party. It was like a lot of people that knew each other.
Okay.
So anyway, so she in the shower. So he come in there, whatever. So I'm like, dang, you looking at my nigga like that? What's up? So, you know, it turns into her kissing me. And then... he was like, he didn't fuck her, but he was in her pussy. She was in my pussy.
Then, in the shower?
No. We out of the shower by this point. So then, like, we just, you know, was doing our little thing. Then I was so aggressive. So I was like, come eat my pussy by the pool.
Were people out there?
People was out there.
Were y'all drunk or high?
We was.
Jesus.
Probably a combo. A little 1-2 punch.
A combo.
I don't know if people were excited.
So it was like, it was people sitting under like the cabanas. So I walked over there, I was butt ass naked. And I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm sorry I'm naked. And then I walked back to the pool and I laid the towel down. I laid on the towel. I was like, can't eat my pussy, bitch.
Pillow princess.
Yes, but I'll be so aggressive. It's so crazy. So that was one little thing.
So she came and ate your pussy.
Yeah. And then her nigga, it was just me and her at that point. So her nigga kept calling. So she was like, I'm on the way. So then she would come back and eat my pussy. Like, she was eating my pussy all night.
And he was mad.
He was like, where the fuck are
you at?
Her
nigga kept calling, like, I'm on the way. Then she was like, I'm going to get in trouble. Then she was like, well, fuck it. I'm already in trouble now. I might as well keep going. So that was one little
thing. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
That's good.
Well, we was drunk and fucked up, so of course.
Have you ever done that?
Got my pussy at the pool in front of people? Never. Oh. Have you?
No.
I'm just asking. Because you looking like.
I did it like a no.
Poolside
I haven't.
Pussy eating? No, bitch.
I saw that happen at a party before, and I was just like, what kind of party am I at?
Were people enjoying it? Were people like, hey, get a room?
Well, no, people were enjoying it.
It wasn't a lot of people.
Everybody wasn't watching, but the people who noticed it were just like, oh.
Y'all eating pool pussy.
And I was like, you know what? Where are the ribs? Where's the chicken?
Is there any Thai chili sauce?
The party was pretty much over. It was like a few people.
Just the close people that was going to get to spend the night if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, what a time. Talia,
to be alive.
Right? Thank you so much for coming on the show. Let everybody know where they can find you.
And if you have anything going on.
Okay. You can follow me at I Am Talia Monroe on all social medias. I got music. I do music videos, all that good stuff. You can go to my website, www.taliamonroe.com. I got merch and all that good stuff, so check me out.
Make sure y'all check her out. Her Instagram is amazing. She's very sexy. And you're being very humble right now. You've been in a lot of music videos, a lot of Jeezy, Wiz Khalifa,
yes.
Young Dolph. Right? You did something with Young Dolph.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. If you ever do anything with Drake, please hit me up. I will come and I will be the stripper.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know right now. That is my nigga. And if he wants me to eat your pussy by the pool, I will do
it.
Oh
my God.
Yes. there's that. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys get tickets to the live shows. We got Charlotte coming up. We got Philly coming up. We got New York coming up. The shows are going to be great. Get the card game. I'm curious to know.com. And as usual, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And I'm at Kiki Said So. And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 You called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.